You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we start the program with Kenny Dorham.
Now, this time we'd like to play Autumn in New York.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bill Evans rounds out our set there, Spring Is Here. From December 1959, it's on the Riverside label, package called Portrait in Jazz, Bill Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro bass, Paul Motian on the drums. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started with Kenny Dorham from May 1956 and Autumn in New York. This was a live engagement. Package called Roundabout Midnight at the Cafe Bohemia. It's on the Blue Note label. Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Bobby Timmons piano, Sam Jones bass, and Arthur Edgehill on the drums. After Kenny Dorham, we listen to Howard McGhee. This goes back to January 1952. How High the Moon. The package was called Savoy Sessions on the Savoy label. Howard McGhee on trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Rudy Johnson tenor, Skeeter Best guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Charlie Rice on the drums. After Howard McGhee, we had J.J. Johnson. This is from May of 1949, his rendition of Don't Blame Me. It's on the Savoy label, a package called J.J. Johnson's Jazz Quartets. J.J. Johnson on trombone, Sonny Rollins tenor, John Lewis piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Shadow Wilson on the drums. Then back to February 1945, Dizzy Gillespie on the Music Craft label, All the Things You Are. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker alto, Clyde Hart piano, Remo Palminteri on guitar, Slam Stewart bass, Cozy Cole on the drums. And that brought us around to Bill Evans and Spring Is Here. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our time frame here runs from roughly 1944 through about 1964. Let's go to January 1962. This is Johnny Griffin, and he calls this 25 Half Days. Thank you. Yeah, live at the Alhambra, it's Ahmad Jamal and the trio and Old Devil Moon. From June 1961 on the Argo label, Ahmad Jamal piano, Israel Crosby bass, Vernell Fournier on the drums. That rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We listen to Johnny Griffin, 25 Half Days. From January 1962, it's on a package on the Riverside label, and the band lined up with Johnny Griffin tenor, Barry Harris piano, Ron Carter bass, Ben Riley on the drums. Packaged the Kerry Dancers and other swinging folks, Johnny Griffin. Also from that same record, same session, we listened to Ballad from Mansoor, Johnny Griffin. After Johnny Griffin, we listened to Bobby Brown from January 1965 on the Columbia label, thing called Venus Velvet. Bobby Brown on alto, Jackie Bayard on piano, Bob Cunningham on bass, Frank Dunlap on the drums. Then Thelonious Monk. Monk always goes better with Art Blakey on the drums. That was the case here. From September 1954, Blue Monk. It's on a package, Thelonious Monk Trio on the Prestige label. It was Monk piano, Percy Heath bass, Art Blakey on the drums. Then we listened to Cannonball Adderley on the Riverside label, Cannonball Adderley Quintet, Star Eyes, from May of 1961 on Riverside. It was Cannonball Adderley alto, his brother Nat Adderley cornet, Victor Feldman on vibes, Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, and Lewis Hayes on the drums. Seems like more than a quintet to me. After Cannonball Adderley, we had Ahmad Jamal and Old Devil Moon live at the Alhambra on the Argo label. You've been tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're here each week. Again, the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. To take us on out this week, let's call on Ahmad Jamal as long as we have him out. This one, appropriately enough, is called The Party's Over.